Did you hear the big news? Two What's in a Wow is now a book. A book you can play with. It's called the Two What's in a Wow Think and Tinker Playbook. It officially comes out on Tuesday, June 30th, but, and this is a big but, you can pre-order it now. Grown-ups, just visit tinkercast.com/shop for more info. That's tinkercast.com/shop for more info on the Two What's in a Wow Think and Tinker Playbook. That's it. And now, let's get on with the show.
Oh, Mindy, your drink is exploding.
It's everywhere, Guy Raz. Look, it's everywhere.
What happened?
Well, I was minding my own beeswax, enjoying a breath mint.
Uh-huh.
And then I opened my mouth to yawn, and the breath mint just falls out. And the next thing I know, it's in this glass of soda that I was definitely not planning to drink.
And the mint caused it to explode?
It looks like a volcano.
Okay, well, why don't we just wait for it to stop exploding and then we'll clean it up.
But it's been exploding for an hour!
Okay, well, why don't we just get started with our game show? Would that make you feel better?
Uh-huh. I think so.
Okay, hit the light!
And cue the tape!
Rolling in 3, 2, 1!
And now, for everyone's second favorite game show after How Much Is That Doggy in the Window? It's
Two What's and a Wow! With your hosts, Mindy and Guy Raz!
Two What's and a Wow!
Welcome back, Wowzers! It's time for an eruptive round of Two What's and a Wow!
The scientific game show that separates the wows from the whats!
Now, before we begin today's round, let's review where we left off yesterday.
We gave you 3 scientific statements about penguins and challenged you to guess which one was the one true wow.
Was it A? Penguins do little dances to warm themselves up.
Or was it B? You can see penguin poop from outer space.
Or was it C? Penguin feathers are actually clear or translucent. The colors you see come from the color of their skin.
And to answer yesterday's question, joining us by phone, it's Dina from Hawaii. Dina, what's the winning wow?
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. I am Dina, and I live in Hawaii, Oahu. And my wow in the world is that penguin poop can be seen from outer space. Thank you. Love your show.
Winner, winner, penguin poop for dinner!
Dina, that is correct. Contestants, if you guessed the answer B, that penguin poop can be seen from outer space, you found the winning wow. Congratulations, Dina.
Turns out that penguins tend to move in groups of thousands to keep warm. So when they poop together. And when you're talking about thousands of pooping penguins, well, that's a whole lot of poop.
In fact, it's so much poop that it can be seen from outer space.
Guy Raz, why don't you tell our winning wowzers what they've won?
Well, Mindy, all of our winning contestants will be taking home their very own invisible, inflatable penguin suit.
Have you always dreamed of becoming an inflatable penguin? Well, now's your chance. With this inflatable penguin suit, you won't be able to see. But we promise that literally everyone will be able to see you.
Congratulations to all of our winning wowzers.
We're going to take a quick break to see if we can clean up my accidental exploding volcano. But when we get back, it's another round of Two What's and a Wow!
Two What's in a Wow will be right back. Grown-ups, this message is for you.
Support for this podcast and the following message for parents come from Clif Kid, makers of Z-Bar, the organic energy bar made for playtime fuel. Many at Clif are parents, too, and Clif Kid salutes all the parents and kids working together to make the best of this time, staying active and using their imaginations while they play. Clif Kid is here for you and with you for every adventure.
Hello, grown-ups. Raising awesome kids is a huge job.
But who helps you be awesome? We do!
Check out NPR's Life Kit. Just search for Life Kit Parenting wherever you listen to podcasts.
That's it. Now back to the show.
And we're back. It's time for today's round of Two What's and a Wow. Today's category is...
volcanoes. Mindy, why don't you refresh our contestants on how the game works?
You know it. Wowzers, we are going to present you with three scientific statements about volcanoes. But, and this is a big but, only one of those statements will be a true wow. The other two? Just a couple of made up what?
All right, let's get started. Which of the following statements about volcanoes is a true scientific wow?
Is it A, there are volcanoes inside of glaciers in Iceland?
Or is it B, volcanoes get shorter after they erupt?
Or is it C, while there are volcanoes on other planets, the largest volcano in our solar system is located in Hawaii?
One more time. Is it A, there are volcanoes inside of glaciers in Iceland?
Or is it B, volcanoes get shorter after they erupt?
Or is it C, while there are other volcanoes on other planets, the largest volcano in our solar system is located in Hawaii?
When you think you have the correct answer, give it to your sock puppet for safekeeping.
And be sure to check back on Tuesday to see if your wow is the winning wow.
But before we go, we have a little scientific challenge for you. We call it Operation Eruption.
We challenge you to build a volcano with items you have around the house.
Try using Play-Doh or construction paper, or even the very specific combination of vinegar and baking soda.
Use those engineering skills and creativity to create your own volcano. And bonus points if you can figure out how to make lava flow. Just be sure to check with your grown-ups first and clean up any mess you make.
And grown-ups, don't forget to snap some pictures of these experiments. You can send those pictures to us at tinkercast.com/share.
Be sure to check back on Tuesday for the answer to today's game, when we'll also play another round of... Two What's and a Wow is produced by Mindy Thomas and me, Guy Raz.
Anna Zagorski writes the words, and Jason Rabinowitz adds the wows as our audio producer.
Jessica Bodie keeps our facts straight. Jacob Stein rounds out our creative team, and Meredith Halpern-Ranzer powers the wow at Tinkercast.
Special thanks to Jed Anderson and also Anya Grunman and the team at NPR.
Our theme song was written and composed by the Pop-Ups. For more on their three-time Grammy-nominated all-ages music, find them at thepopups.com.
Grown-ups, you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Wow in the World, and our email address is hello@wowintheworld.com.
And if you're a kid with a big wow to share that could be used on an upcoming episode of Two What's and a Wow, call us at 1-888-7-WOW-WOW.
Thanks again for listening.
That's all for now. Until next time, keep on wowing!
Two What's and a Wow is made by Tinkercast and sent to you by NPR.